Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
Mr. Sandman,
you get the idea?
Bring me a dream.
It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
It's a great program.
And tell him that his lonesome nights are over, Sandman.
What is it?
It's exactly what I need.
It's a slam dunk.
It's great.
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
Please turn on your magic beat.
Here he comes.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Here's David Hollander.
Welcome to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, your host, and I'll be your drill sergeant this entire month as we roll out our New Year's resolution boot camp shows. It's so great to be with you here today on this slightly gray, slightly rainy day. But hey, after all, it is playoffs. We've got the Minnesota Vikings in town. And I feel sorry for them because the Niners are going to put some serious hurt on them this afternoon. Kickoff's at 1:35, and I'll be running around there. So I'm super excited to see the game. And I don't know about you, but...
I love gold!
Did you see the hamburger or the steak? It's like a 40-ounce steak they're serving with this gold leaf on top of it. You gotta check this out. Who could eat that? Anyway... Fantastic. Can't wait to see it. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, they call me the Sandman. You hear the jingle? And that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week. And that's because I am a financial advisor running a brokerage firm and a practicing attorney. And we are live right now in the studio here in downtown Oakland, California. So if something came up in your life, maybe you're wondering now that the Iranian crisis seems to be over somewhat, mostly. Although this Ukraine thing, I mean, I don't know about you, but have you ever heard about Nostradamus? You may want to check it out because Nostradamus predicts that towards the end of the world, the bear and the eagle are going to unite. Now, a missile shot down a Ukrainian plane from Iran. What does all that mean? Bear and eagle unite, take out someone in the Middle East. Add to that some earthquakes. You heard about the earthquakes in Puerto Rico. Crazy weather patterns happening right now. I don't know. It's kind of like the Nostradamus soup is happening once again. Anyway, maybe you have a question. You want to talk about philosophy? This is my favorite thing to talk about. 808-KNBR. The number is 808-5627. Or if you just have a question during the week, something comes up. This happens all the time. You're out running around. You want to know about a particular stock idea, maybe a mutual fund, maybe if you should buy tax-free or taxable right now. Tweet me a question anytime at PYA Radio, stands for Protect Your Assets. Anytime, 24 hours a day at PYA Radio. Really appreciate that. So we are living in a very exciting time. All those things I just mentioned, plus history, setting new records in the market, interest rates at record lows, in some cases negatives. And we've seen a tremendous run-up in the U.S. major stock market indexes again this week with very little volatility, even given the events we just saw geopolitically. Add to that the Secure Tax Act. I don't know if you heard about this. This just passed in December, and there are some seriously major tax changes when it comes to your IRA, your pension, or if you have 529 accounts for your grandkids or kids. Some big changes in this. So as we roll out the boot camp, if you missed last week, this is all about your New Year's resolutions. And last week, if one of your resolutions is saving more money in your retirement account or figuring out just how to do better in terms of saving, go back and listen to our podcast, pyaradio.com, pyaradio.com, and you can listen to what we talked about last week. This week, we're going to talk about taxes because I hate taxes. I don't know about you, but I hate them. And the reality is that they've just passed another tax act that's going to affect your retirement income. And when you get ready to retire, that's all you have. So you need every break you can possibly get. And I'm going to pull in the tax man here in about 10 minutes. Mark Dinkle, he's a CPA in our office. We call him the tax man. And he's going to help us decipher this new, don't you love the name? Secure Tax Act. Huh. Are you prepared for this? Do you even know what I'm talking about? Wow. Well, it's going to be a lot of surprises in the show today. You're going to see. And we're going to teach you how to take advantage of some of the loopholes that we've figured out in this new law that's out there. As we share with you five ways the new tax laws are going to impact your retirement account. If you are at or near retirement, then this is one episode you don't want to miss out on as I take you through a 60-minute retirement boot camp. It's going to be a great show. So keep it tuned right here. Now, let's get started. Get out a piece of paper and a pen, pull over, and start taking some notes because I have the tax man in the house. This is Mark Dinkle. He's our in-house CPA. And we're going to digest this morning. So here's one of the first things that happened through this Secure Act, as they call it. The year in which a taxpayer usually had to take out their required minimum distribution from their IRA retirement account was 70 and a half. The new act has pushed that to 72. So now your RMD has to start when you hit 72. Now, the question was, what if you started taking your RMD in 2019 or earlier? Can you take advantage of these new rules? The answer is no, you can't. You're stuck. Okay. So what does that mean? Well, if you're in a position where you can take advantage of the new life expectancy tables, now this is something different. This wasn't related to the Secure Act. This is something the IRS did, but they have published new life expectancy table distribution rules. And those will go into effect January 1st of 2021. So there's going to be this year period here where things are going to change. But under the new life expectancy tables, which go longer out to 115 years old now, can you imagine 115? If you look at a client who's 72 with an IRA balance of $500,000, under the old table, the minimum distribution would be $500,000 divided by 25.6 or $19,531. Under the new table, that same number drops to $18,315, or it's about a reduction of 6%. So that could save you some money. Let's get back to the 72, though, shall we? Because the new rule says this. This has to do with something called the stretch IRA. A lot of people on your IRA accounts, if you go look at who the beneficiary of your IRA account is, if you're married, it's probably your spouse. But after your spouse, you have your kids as the beneficiary, most likely, or possibly a trust. The rules have changed dramatically when it comes to your kids or trusts, when it comes to that distribution phase. And a lot of people were setting up what was called a stretch IRA, where you could drop money into individuals' accounts. So let's say you had three kids. One kid was 30, one was 22, and the other one was 18. You would take your IRA account balance and you divide it equally between those three accounts upon death, and then each child could use their life expectancy to take out a distribution over their lifetime. Well, a major change happened where that now is 10 years. 10 years. So you're going to have to take all that money out over 10 years. You no longer can kick it down 30, 40, 50, maybe even multiple generations. That doesn't work. So like I said, Mark Dinkle sitting here with me right now. We're going to talk about this. Mark, this 10-year distribution is exciting in a lot of ways.
You can say that.
You can tell, right? Yes, I'm excited about this. Mark, what can somebody do here? I mean, the rule says it's 10-year, and unless it's a spouse, is there any way around this besides?
So children under 18 don't have to count the 10 okay. years till they turn 18.
Okay.
And any beneficiaries that are within 10 years of the decedent also don't have to do the 10-year rule.
Okay.
So a brother or a sister that's 5 years younger than you that inherits it doesn't get the 10-year rule.
Now, what if you had a grandchild who was 13?
They wouldn't have to start counting it until they're 18.
And then they do the 10 years. So they have
within
essentially
28, yeah.
Okay. So that's essentially a way to pick up 5 years. If you had a brother, the brother needs to be at least
Less than 10 years.
Okay. So difference. If they're 9 years younger than you, it's a way to pick up.
That's correct.
Okay. Is there anything else someone can do here? So with the trust, are you familiar with the trust?
Historically, we would not want the trust to be the beneficiary because you would lose the stretch ability. But now that the stretch is pretty much wiped out, there's no real harm to leaving it to the trust anymore. Although the law didn't mention the trust used to have to take it out in 5 years.
Okay.
And so the law is silent as to whether that's been changed or not.
And what's the tax rate on a trust in terms of ordinary income?
Ooh, they're nasty. they hit the top tax brackets at $12,500 in taxable income, whereas a married couple needs $600,000 to do the same thing.
Interesting. Okay. So when you talk about naming a beneficiary as a trust, what Mark is explaining here is that if you had a beneficiary being a trust and the trust was about to receive $600,000 IRA, that tax over 5 years is going to be pretty significant.
Yeah. 37%.
Yeah. Plus California.
Plus the state tax. Exactly.
You're going to lose a big chunk of that over that 5 year period. Whereas if you named a married couple or maybe you had a brother or sister and you kind of spread this out between multiple people, you could spread that over a longer, much longer period of time and pay whatever their respective tax rate would be that possibly could be manufactured in retirement, right?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. So we spend a lot of time looking at numbers and trying to figure out how do you pay the I'll say the least amount that you legally have to on your distributions within the rules. And here's an example where we could literally spread this account out amongst a number of different parties in your family to take advantage of their respective income rate, but still operate under this new exception that's out there, because this is significant. Most accounts that I've seen, when you look at the beneficiary designation, typically name children as the contingent beneficiary. And so when you go back and look at that, what that means under this new rule is if something happens to the both of you, they're going to have to take all that money out over 10 years. And as Mark just said, if it's in a trust, which you might have named, maybe accidentally, that could be as short as 5 years, and the tax rate's going to be significant. Mm-hmm. So is there anything else we should be thinking about as we talk about this 72, age 72?
It gives people longer time to do some Roth conversion and start thinking about actually spending your IRAs in retirement and leaving other assets that get their step up in basis.
Let's talk a little about that. So, what do you mean by that?
So most assets, except for qualified retirement accounts, pass upon death at a very tax-efficient manner. If you have a house that you bought for $30,000 20, 25 years ago, and it's now worth $1.5 million, and you pass, the heirs get it at $1.5 million. So if they sell it, no capital gain, no tax whatsoever.
And by the way, that should be in a trust, a revocable living trust.
Yes, please.
Yeah. The probate courts, folks. If you go to any probate court in the Bay Area, you're going to spend 2+ years to get your stuff.
Plus a lot of money.
And it's just such a pain in the neck. So a trust is really a good idea. In that scenario, I'd highly recommend you have a revocable living trust. You can change it, get a step up in basis. You don't have to go to probate court to have this happen. But I think what you're saying is the children would receive this $1.5 million asset now.
Completely tax-free.
Completely tax-free. That's beautiful.
Just like life insurance tends to be tax-free as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's great. Any other idea around that? Maybe stocks, for instance? Maybe you have company stock? Would that make sense?
Oh, you mean company stock?
Let's say you had low basis stock in your account from your company. And
you can do lots of things with low basis stock, making charitable contributions, gifting it to children who are in low tax brackets so they can sell it and pay no tax on it. I love low basis assets.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, listen, when we come back, we're going to talk about how to not do your RMD. But as you can see, this is not simple. Tax planning is complicated. And as they change these rules, a lot of people are just trying to figure out, what do you do? How do you make this make sense for you? How do you make this work to your advantage? And the more you realize the situation you're in and how you can actually get more money out of the tax code, the more you realize you may need some help to do this. Now, coming up next on Protect Your Assets, it's time for our popular They Say segment, where they said this week, you have to take your RMD at 72. Is that always true? You're going to love this surprising answer when we come back. There's so much more to come. It always pays to keep it tuned right here. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander and the Tax Man. We'll be right back.
Happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony. And it doesn't hurt to have a good retirement plan, too. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. And now, here's the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets. And that was quite an intro. Thank you very much, Kojo. The financial and investing world can be so complex, so intimidating, so much so that people just become frozen or they end up making mistakes or just missing out on what's out there. But the good news is that you don't have to do this. One solution we believe in is education. So today we're talking about how to pay less in taxes. And this is part of our boot camp series in January. We like to help you keep your New Year's resolutions. You're probably on your way to the gym right now, or hopefully on your way home, trying to stay healthy, trying to do something good for yourself. And did you see that 40-ounce steak? Wow, I'm going to have to do a lot of push-ups to even do part of that. But the Niners are hosting the Vikings at home today. Kickoff's at 1:35. So excited. Playoffs are here, and we could go to the Super Bowl. That's exciting. So exciting. Anyway, the good news is Thursday, we're going to be doing an educational workshop in Palo Alto at Il Fornaio. We still have some seats available. Go to pyaevents.com. You can register right there. And we will be talking about some of these tax things you can do, and definitely some good ideas for this year, 2020. Now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment.
They Say.
Are you kidding me?
Where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Can you give me an example of what you're talking about?
I sure can. So Lou came in this week, a handsome young man, and Lou is currently around 68 years old. He was worried about the RMD that was coming. And 69. And so he's worried about the RMD that was evidently on the horizon. But the law changed, as we've been talking about. And now the RMD rule is 72. So Lou said, is there any way that I don't have to take my RMD? Because the answer is, that's not always true. Because if you've converted your IRA to a Roth IRA, the Roth IRA does not have an RMD requirement. Joining me right now in our studio here is our in-house CPA, Mark Dinkle, also known as the Tax Man, with over 25 years of tax preparing experience. Welcome, Mark. Thanks for being with me this morning.
Good morning.
So what's another, let me back up. This Roth conversion idea. Right. How does this work? Why would you do this? Particularly in Lou's case, Lou's 69. He was looking at this RMD, and now all of a sudden he's got some time. So, what's something someone could do like Lou to wipe out most of the RMD, especially if their goal is to try and pass on assets to their children? Talk to us about this, Mark.
So we knew that when Lou hit RMD age, he was going to jump into the 24% tax bracket. And when his wife hit, they were going to jump even further.
Wow.
And so we wanted to prevent that. So we recommended he start converting his IRMD money to Roth, which will not only prevent it, but will lower it. And then the other thing he wanted to do was he wanted to set up a legacy. So we're going to take some of that money he's taking out and put it into a life insurance policy, which will leave, I think, was $1.8 million or something to his kids tax-free.
All right. So what we just put out there is a lot. So let me step back and kind of walk you through the steps here. So first and foremost, he has an IRA account, had a pretty healthy balance in it. I believe it was over $1 million. And that's going to generate something called an RMD, a required minimum distribution, when he hits 70 and a half. This was old law. And the percentage is right around 3% or so.
Yes.
So if you just do the math on $1 million, say it's $31,000, $32,000, that's going to hit his ordinary income and plus his other income sources out there. What Mark's saying is when that happened, he was going to be solidly in the 24% federal tax bracket. Now
he's going to jump into
jump. So before that, he was in the 12% or so.
Yeah, he was just breaking into the 22.
Wow. Okay. So this is a big jump for this family in terms of paying almost 10% more in taxes, just because now all of a sudden you have to. There's no way around this, really. The government makes you take it. Now you got to pay tax on that, and that takes away from your savings and your money and the money you pass to your family. It's just the law. Once his wife turns 70 and a half under these old rules, she has to take an RMD as well. And then that's going to further compound this tax problem, because now there's more income that they don't otherwise need that they now have to pay tax on. So Lou got a benefit here, because when the law pushed to 72, now he has a few more years where he doesn't have to take this RMD. Again, this is under this new law that just passed. So we can do more planning. And so Mark and I, using our tax planning software and our financial planning software, we looked at modeling. What if we took out, say, $200,000 from a IRA, converted that to a Roth? That tax rate would be
24%, or effectively about 20%.
Yeah, effectively 20. So you're going to pay the same tax anyways. And if you think tax rates are going to go higher in the future, we know the law is going to sunset in 2025.
That's correct.
And we know when it sunsets, the taxes are going higher, because they're going to go back to the old tax rates, which were higher. And we know that our national debt is over $1 trillion and growing. And we know that someone's going to have to pay that back. So it's more than likely, of course, we don't know for sure, but it's more than likely that tax rates will at least stay the same or go higher, probably higher. And so what we're saying is, here's a way where you can effectively know what you're going to pay in taxes. You know what the future pretty much looks like, because the law says what it is. And here's a way to pay that rate now, lock it in. And in the future, if rates are higher, then you don't get punished for that. Now, you're going to have to pay tax on that distribution when you take it out of your IRA. And so one way to do that is you could just put on a withholding on the distribution, Mark. That would
Yes, I'd recommend you use other assets to pay it, but if you can't, then just withhold.
All right, that's interesting. So let's say you converted $100,000 out of your IRA to your Roth. You could pay that tax with, say, your non-qualified assets, your non-IRA assets.
That would be preferable, because that means the whole $100,000 is working for you in that Roth.
Excellent. Okay, so that's a great way to do that. And that would then transfer this money to your family upon death. And that would be tax-free.
Completely.
Completely tax-free with no RMD requirement.
Inherited Roths are subject to RMD.
Right, but no
RMD.
But it's
tax-free.
Yeah, but there's no RMD for Lou and his wife.
Oh, that's correct. Well, there's, yeah, if
that's
you
right.
get it all gone.
Yes. And Lou could live another 30-plus years.
Yes.
So on top of that, the next level of that was the life insurance. And so another strategy could be to pull part of that conversion money out. You could do a withdrawal out of the Roth, and you could use that premium to pay for a life insurance policy, which in the example we did, again, there's lots of facts and figures behind this, so please take a look at the illustration. But the bottom line is that in this particular case, insuring one of the individuals for life provided approximately $1.8 million in death benefit that would then pass to the children completely estate tax-free.
Completely income tax-free.
And completely income tax-free. So this is a beautiful way to transfer close to $3.5 million to a family that otherwise wasn't there, because it would be eaten up by taxes.
And they didn't need that stuff.
And the couple living today, Lou and his wife, didn't need that income to live on. Perfect. Thank you, Mark. Wow. Are you going to take advantage of this new 529 loophole? Well, if not, what's a way to use the new tax code to help you accumulate more money for your family? I'm going to share that with you when we come back. You're listening to Protect Your Assets. We'll be right back.
Times are changing. Some would say they've already changed. And how do you actually protect your assets? David Hollander's Protect Your Assets events focus on common financial concerns that individuals and families face in retirement. Things like how to prepare for unexpected medical expenses and ways to create income to help support your desired lifestyle. Join us at our next free event to learn how addressing these concerns can help you feel more confident about the days ahead and help you sleep better at night. Just go to pyaevents.com and reserve your seat today. That's pyaevents.com and sign up or join the wait list today. pyaevents.com.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. One of the great ways to get caught up on all the new changes in the law and to update your financial plan would be to come to a workshop. So this Thursday, January 16th, 6:30 p.m. we'll be at Il Fornaio. It's a great restaurant in Palo Alto. We still have a few seats available. Go to pyaevents.com, pyaevents.com, and you can register right there. Bring a guest. We will see you. I'll be there Thursday night. It will be a lot of fun. So there is a pretty big change to your retirement account and the way it gets taxed and the way it gets distributed. And this just happened this December. Under the Secure Tax Act, they had this budget that came through. It was over 500 plus pages. And all of a sudden, they creeped in there. Mark, we were talking about this yesterday. These changes to the IRA and stretching out the life expectancy, this has been around for a while, right?
It's been bouncing around since the Obama administration.
And so finally, they got it through. And now it is the law. And there's some pretty big changes. Before we talk about this, happy birthdays. Happy birthday to Don Harold, Dave Malaverno, Dennis Miller, Rick McHale, Jim Ewan, and Margaret Clark. Happy birthday. And Dennis, hopefully today the Niners will deliver you a birthday present. So let's all think positively for that. But this morning we've been talking about part of our boot camp series. This is our January series where we get into keeping your New Year's resolutions. And if part of your New Year's resolution was to pay less taxes this year, then this show was all for you. And so if you missed any of today's show, go back and listen to the podcast, pyaradio.com. You can listen to our market segment and our show. Mark, in this law, there's something about 529 accounts. Talk to us about that. What does that mean? What's happening?
So they again expanded the use of 529 distributions. You can take $10,000 in a lifetime and use it to pay student loans. You can even take $10,000 out if you're the beneficiary in undergrad and you have a graduate brother or sister who's attending graduate school and has student loans. You can give them $10,000 to pay off their student loans. That applies to their $10,000 lifetime, not yours.
So this is fascinating because a lot of people set up 529 accounts for the benefit of education. I'm a huge believer in education. I really enjoyed using 529s for my kids. This is a way to grow money over many years, tax-free. As long as you use that money to pay for a qualified educational expense, it is deductible. This new law, though, as Mark's explaining, just gave you the ability to take out $10,000 out of that account and apply it to student debt. And the example in this case was even if it's a brother or sister or child, you can use that money.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. So I know this is complicated, and this is new material that maybe you haven't heard about and maybe you're not taking advantage of, and it's now time for you to do this. In our office, we have Mark. He is the tax man. He has a team that helps him do this, and so he's here to help you. We also have estate planning attorneys, over four of them, in this office who work on estate plans that help you pass on more assets to your heirs, tax-free in many cases. And then we have a bunch of financial advisors who all work for you to try and make this the best possible result. I want to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today. My executive producer, Anthony Kojikari, network manager Kevin Renfer, and of course, all my fabulous producers back there in the studio doing all the heavy lifting. Dora, Felicia, Phil, and Raph. And most importantly, thank you, Mark, for being here this morning. The tax man in the house. It was a great show. Without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Have a great weekend. Go Niners. And go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life. Mr. Sandman.
All calls have been screened, and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.
A Kojo Media Experience.